Blog Talk Radio.
We gonna start this thing off right. Duval in the Manila organ house. Come on, now come on.
I'm living my best life.
You know, we got to keep on smiling because that's what life is all about. I am Dr. Loretta D. Smith, the host of Talking Real to You, and I'm so excited to have a chance to come before you on Marvelous Monday. Before we really get started with our show tonight, we want to make sure we congratulate, show our appreciation to two of the most important fields in this country, and one is the teachers. We need to recognize the teachers. This week is Happy Teachers Appreciation Week, so we're going to make sure we recognize all the teachers, whether you're working in a school system or you're working at home training and teaching your child to do what's right. We just want to make sure, are you teaching adults? Whoever you're teaching, this is your week. Also, this is Happy Nurses Week. We want to recognize all the nurses, no matter where you work. You may be nursing in a home, in a private industry. You might be working in a hospital. We want to recognize you. So it means so much to make sure we recognize each and every one of those two most important fields in our community. Again, it's Marvelous Monday. I'm so happy to have a chance to come before you. You know, we got some topics that I think is going to catch some people's attention tonight. I have my co-host on all except one, which is the tandem that makes it the Father and Daughter Blog Talk Radio Show, the only one in the country. She had a rough day at rehab today, so she texted and said, I'm not going to be able to make it, but, you know, just kind of carry on without me, and I'm going to be there. She said, eventually I'm going to be there, but this was a tough day. She managed to get that knee to bend 120 degrees, so she's excited about that, but she's in a whole lot of pain today. However, I have the other three, and I also have a guest that's joining us tonight. This person have been communicating with me back and forth and said they want to be a part of the show because they heard the topics we was talking about, and there are some other people doing the same thing. They're checking us out, and they said they're going to make sure they call in. If they don't say anything, they're going to listen tonight. But we're going to talk some things tonight. It's so exciting of dealing with relationships. A little different. Now, we normally just talk. We're all about just plain old life issues, but we always talk about the social, political, economic, educational, financial, relationships, and just plain old life issues. But tonight, because several people was contacting me and said we had an outstanding show last week, let's talk a little bit about a relationship tonight. I said, let's go with it. Let's make it do what it do. So, again, I'm so excited to have this chance to come before you again on Marvelous Monday. Without further ado, I want to make sure I give those numbers so you can call in. That call-in number, the number to call in, which is 347-857-4192. Or you can go to the web link, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. Keep in mind with the number, when you call in, you can just listen to the show, or if you have a comment or question, press 1, and I'll identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, and then I ask you to tell us who you are, where you're calling from, and just join in with the conversation. Also, on the web link, understand you'll just be able to listen to the show, but you also go back and check out our previous show. We ran out 133 episodes dealing with the Smith Way Production. That's outstanding, and it's good to be able. Now, we are proud to have that recognition as the Blog Talk Radio show that's heard all over the world. We got 12 countries that have an opportunity to listen to us whatever day of the week they're checking us out. You know, that time is a little different from our time. So if we're in the nighttime here, it might be daytime over in Dubai, or it might be in Zambia, wherever it may be, a United Kingdom. Just keep that in mind. So they check us out. I'm glad to have a chance to do this and share this way of getting information, having dynamic conversation about what's going on in our world. All right. My first co-host, and I want to make sure I introduce each and every one of those individuals that's joining me. As I stated, the other half of this father-daughter blog talk radio team is Lauren D. Smith. As I said, she wouldn't be here because she texted and said she wasn't going to be here because she wasn't feeling the best because she was in pain. My other two co-hosts, from the state of South Carolina, Greenville, South Carolina. Also a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, none other than Scarlett H. Black. How you doing, Scarlett?
I'm doing fine tonight. I hope all of our listening audience members, along with yourself and Dr. Olivia, are doing great tonight. Let me also add, too, as an educator, lifelong educator, I'll always be, I would like to congratulate and salute our teachers and also our nurses. These are two groups that everyone in this country has been impacted at some time in their lives by the members of these two groups. Either they taught you, healed you, cared for you, or whatever the case may be, but we are so glad to salute them tonight. Thank you, and thank you for being on the line tonight with us.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you, Scarlett, for offering that, because that's what it's all about. Our next co-host hails from surrounding Atlanta area. She's known to many as, we get a little feedback, known to many as Olivia, Olivia. Dr. Olivia E. Smith out of surrounding Atlanta area. How you doing, Doc?
I am wonderful. Thank you very much. And hello to Ms. Black. And to our listeners tonight, we hope you'll join us and make this a very dynamic hour.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Olivia. We're glad to have both you and Scarlett on here. And, you know, I mentioned that Scarlett is a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Dr. Olivia E. Smith is a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. And Lauren D. Smith, a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. Our next person is called in and want to be a part of this show, and she's joining us out of Georgia as well. And she told me she had to put a collar down today so she can talk and share some thoughts with us. And she wanted to definitely talk about how deep is your love for your partner and some of the relationship topics we have been talking previously about. So I asked her to call in, and I have her on the line, and she lied. I want to introduce her. She's actually from Montgomery, but she's in Georgia right now working and out of Warner Robins, Georgia, none other than Miss Shannon Hendricks. And she got a couple other names, but we're going to leave it as Hendricks. How you doing, Shannon?
I'm doing okay, Dr. Lowe. How's everybody tonight? Giving a shout out to the ATL.
Right.
That's Charlotte. Black, how are you? That's Smith, how
awesome.
Are you?
Wonderful.
Great. I think it. Well, see how bubbly Shannon is, so we know we're going to have some talk today.
Oh,
so let's
yes,
get ready.
Indeed.
Some other individuals can join us as well. You know, I see the line, the board is filled with individuals, and just push one, press one, identify your last four digits of your cell or telephone number, then we'll make sure we get you on and let you share your comments or your question. The title is, How Deep Is Your Love for Your Partner? It's going to be one of them tough on the night, but we're going to make it do what it do, because that's what we always do. We're going to start off with the first topic. And it's all about a topic we was talking about last week, and it was dealing with cheating. What would you define as cheating? And we want you to think about it, all our listeners to think about it, as well as the co-hosts and our guests. Just think about what would you define as cheating. And we're going to talk about it, you know, and I'm going to get it started off this time. So, you know, it's always good to be able to get this thing kicked off. You know, cheating, in my eyes, is someone who's not being honest with you or trustworthy enough, and they're saying they're with you, but they're also with many other people. I always call that 10% in and 90% out, and you out searching for something else to see if the grass is a little greener on the other side. But you'll find out that grass might be brown and it might be hay, and it might not be good enough to chew on. So you're out there trying to find something else while you in a relationship with someone and call them their significant other or your mate. I'm going to start it off. Now, I want you all to join in. Tell us what you think.
Oh, are you finished?
Yeah, I'm through. I just wanted to go.
Okay.
I want to get it right there. I'm trying to get it all.
Okay.
I want to get it all.
I thought you had more to come.
I do, but we're going to get
everybody else involved.
Okay.
Cheating, okay. If you're in a committed relationship, or you thought you were in a committed relationship, because if you're cheating, maybe the relationship was not as committed as you thought it was, and that can be on both sides of the equation, male or female. But if you're noticing where the interest, the attention, and at the worst end of the spectrum, the heart is not in it anymore, and the person or persons, because sometimes both might be cheating on each other, and you're outside your commitment, then to me that's cheating. In a marriage, because, you know, your marriage is really a contract to each other. If you're outside that boundary, then you may be calling it cheating, but in some eyes it's also called adultery. And it's still the same type of thing, the hurt, the pain from it, whether it's a committed relationship that you thought you had or a marriage that you thought you had, it's on both sides of the coin. It hurts.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. That's what I'm talking about. The other two individuals, you can jump in anytime you're ready and just tell us your thoughts, how you would define cheating.
Well, if this is coming from Shannon, this is my point of view, and I must admit that I have to speak both secular and biblically. And if I had to talk about cheating, and we don't have time to go into depth, but we have two sides of the coin. We have an emotional cheating and a physical cheating. Emotionally, if you're not there, in my opinion, you might as well not be there physically, because if your mind does not love me, your body won't be useful to me. So, yes, cheating is a part of the whole significant, the whole, whether it's marriage or committed, however, you need to be in the relationship, both mentally and physically. If not, you are cheating on me. And there's a scripture that says, so a man thinketh, so is he. So if you're thinking about another woman on me, emotionally and mentally, you're cheating on me.
Woo! Go ahead on. We got some information tonight. Go ahead on, Ms. Shannon. I appreciate you sharing your thoughts right there. Just to add to the, what she's saying emotionally, one of the things that we get caught in thinking, caught up with, that we're going to excuse somebody because they and develop an emotional relationship with somebody else. If you're in that relationship, your emotions should be focused on that person that you're in a relationship with. You shouldn't have emotion for somebody else or showing your emotion toward another person when you're in that relationship. So you do fall in that category. Sometimes we just think that the person is physically out there trying to see how the grass is greener on the other side, and they kind of, you think that that's the only way, but you can be right there with that person and still emotionally attached to somebody else. And you can't be emotionally attached to two people and say you're in a committed relationship. And that's one of the things we had to always try to keep in mind. So when you define it, you got to define it not only just in one way, which is a physical part that we always get caught up with. We have to define it emotionally as well. And a lot of time we don't. We just think it's supposed to be that one way, which is physical. So, you know, I see it as being that closely related to what Ms. Shannon has said, as well as Scarlett has already stated. You know, if your mind is not there and you're somewhere else, you need to be somewhere else. You know, my famous thing is, and Scarlett always tell you, Dr. Smith, I always say it now and then, you know, you find somebody that don't want to be with you, they emotionally attached to somebody else and trying to be with you, physically attached somebody to somebody else. You know, when you find it out, run as fast as you can. Do not sit back. Do not sit back and think
you're
going to get
better.
With
the chorus of running.
That's right. It's not going to get better because that person not willing to put the 10% in, but they're going to keep 90% on the outside. So on the bottom line, we have to keep that in mind when you're talking about when you recognize. I always say again, when they show themselves, believe what you see. And when you see it, you better run as fast as you can.
One of the pitfalls too is that sometimes when the partner is cheating and you try to do revenge, that's a huge mistake. If you are with someone, whether it's through your marriage or in a committed or what you thought was committed relationship, and they're cheating, try to avoid doing the revenge where you go out and cheat too and calling yourself trying to get revenge. That makes matters worse. It doesn't solve anything. And again, if both of you are now 10% in and 90% out, the best thing to do is either get professional counseling, assistance, or try to see what you can do to either save the marriage or save the relationship, or again, as we always say, the three R's, run, run, run.
Run, run. Bye. That's awesome. That's what I'm talking about. That's what we're talking about. How deep is your love for your partner? If you out there don't understand why you and how you out there cheating, then you may not have that love for that partner. You may have love, might have the ideal of what you would like for it to be with that partner, but you really not there. So you got to make sure you're willing to put that 100% in there, and sometimes 110%, 120%. I always say, if you're in a relationship or in a marriage, it is 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, and 7, flip it around, 365, 7, 24, however you want to call it. You can make sure you're going to be committed to that time. If you're not willing to do that and you got your mind somewhere else, if you're sneaking out there, looking at something else, thinking about something else, you know, as a man think, we don't have to say no more about that now. So that's what we're talking about. You can be a part of this as well. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Give us a call, press 1, and you can share your thoughts with us, and we're glad to have you on here because that's what it's all about. This is a vehicle to share your thoughts, share your ideals in regards to relationship. What's going on maybe in your relationship, what you like to see in your relationship, what you don't understand in your relationship, and we're going to make sure we talk about as much of that tonight as possible. All right, next thing we want to talk about is, would you compromise your happiness for the success of the relationship? Would you compromise happiness for the success of the relationship? Team, tell me what you think.
Dr. Olivia, you want to go this time?
I was about to say, if I repeat that question again, because
would you compromise your happiness, joy, for the success of the relationship? I added joy, but your happiness is so important. Your joy is so important for the success of the relationship. Would you compromise that?
I would not. You've already defined cheating in a relationship. Why would I compromise my happiness with you unless there's some financial gain?
Go ahead, Doc. Go ahead, on Doc.
Why am I compromising if there's, so if we don't have that connection? I think that's years lost. That's years lost in your life. Now, some people do give up happiness for the sake of the children, maintaining relationships, but is that not how others tend to ward off, lead, get into another relationship of cheating? Compromising. Is me giving up something. I'm giving up something just to be in it. For what? What's in it for me?
Yeah.
And I think we get there as we get older. The way I thought at 20, I don't think that way now.
Yes, ma'am.
I think I'm going to piggyback off for Dr. Olivia Smith on compromising. I'm a 70s baby, so I have to say I'm with you on that, Dr. Olivia, with is there any money in it for me? it's, you know, no finance, no romance. So,
all right.
But on a serious tip, when I compromise happiness, you know, we often say that a peace of mind is better than anything. And when I think about what I compromise my happiness, I would have to, even as a 70s baby, say no, simply because serenity in my home is just that. When I come to my home, to my husband, to my family, that's where my peace of mind should always be. Nobody should cross over that threshold and make me have to compromise that outside or inside of the box. No one. If I'm at work, I'm at work. If I'm at home, that's different. And if you're with me and you're my partner and you're asking me to compromise my happiness, then you don't even love me. Because if you love me, you're not asking me to hurt myself, hurting me means I'm not happy. So, no, I would not compromise my happiness. Now, as far as money goes, we thought we were saying that, even money, there's not enough money in the world to buy my happiness. Now, can you put me in a new car? Yeah. Can you put me in a mansion? Yeah. But in that new car, in that mansion, am I happy?
Wow. Ooh.
I think I'm going to say it depends. First of all, it depends on what are we looking for in the relationship, and of course, trust has got to be a part of that in the relationship on both for both partners. But at the same time, I'm a person that always believes in second chances and second opportunities until you prove otherwise, and this is with anything in life, because people do make mistakes. And oftentimes, the person can truly love their partner, and it can really be in love, but for whatever reasons, and sometimes financial pressures in a marriage, financial pressures in a what you thought or think is a committed relationship. In this day and time, it's a lot going on, and I guess it's always been like that with couples, you know, throughout history. But you have to decide what is that you what your threshold is. Forgiveness, if it's a one-time thing or whatever, is forgivable. You know, you can't. There have been a lot of marriages, a lot of committed relationships that have survived cheating in the relationship. And sometimes you just can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. You have to analyze and see. And again, I'm a firm believer as a counselor, you know, of getting professional help to have a third party person, not your mama, not your daddy, not your grandparents or whatever the case may be, lead these third party people out of your relationships. And sometimes somebody with an objective point of view or someone that can sit down with you that is objective and get you to really talk things out and try to smooth and try to get to the other side of it, because there is another side. We all go through valleys in our lives, jobs, whatever the case may be, marriages, relationships, whether it's even with your girlfriends or whatever the case may be. But there is always another side on the other side of the valley. And if you can get through that, it's hard and it's difficult. You got to do the hard work in order to do that, because it does take work. It's not easy. But you as an individual, and I agree with both the ladies, our guests tonight, you know, that you have to decide what is your threshold. How much of this can you think you can survive and want to? Sometimes we have divorces and people to leave relationships so quickly because they're angry. And then we get our friends around us, and they talk smack. And then we get upset even more. Yeah, I'd leave them. Well, some of these people don't even have a man or whatever or a woman in their lives. So you got to be careful how you let other people influence your decision and not think it through. And with the minister on the phone tonight, even pray it through. You need all of this help because it's not easy. And as we move into the 21st century and we see all these things happening with celebrities and all these people, you know, it's just hard now for young couples, middle-aged couples, and even we got senior citizens, seniors who are divorcing or leaving relationships now. You know, it's too easy. And it's and anything in life worth having, you got to work at it. So be careful who influenced you and think it through before you decide exactly what is my threshold for leaving.
Awesome, awesome. I'm going to tell you, you can be a part of this as well. 347-857-4192. And just to kind of end this up right quick before we move to our next topic, we're talking about would you compromise happiness. You know, first of all, if we can't allow anybody else to make us happy. If we allow somebody else to be the catalyst for making us happy, then you're going to lose anyway, because they're going to be taking that away when they feel like they want to take it away. And you have to be very careful about that. You know, we can put a smile on our own face. You know, I always tell everybody when we talk about relationships, one of the first things about a healthy relationship is self-love. You know, if I love myself enough, I can look in that mirror and smile and be just as happy as I want. I'm happy with what I see. I'm happy with what I'm doing. I'm happy. But if I'm going to allow a partner either allow me to compromise myself for their benefit, then I have a problem anyway. I'm not going to be able to function in life. If I'm compromised here, I'm going to be compromised on the job. I'm going to be compromised in wherever I may be, whatever agency I'm sitting up, where I am, I'm going to be compromised because, you know, I'm not comfortable with myself. My esteem is so important. Self-esteem is so important. So that's how we bring that joy into our life. No one can steal your joy because, you know, they didn't give it to you, you know. They can't take it away because you refuse to allow them to do it. So joy and happiness ties into each other, and I think it's important that we remember that. In a relationship, you got to make sure, number one, you got some self-love. You got to have some self-love about yourself. And the second thing we keep saying is about honesty and trust. You know, if you trust those individuals, you good. Those two are so important. That fourth thing is always being able to communicate. That came out about communication. You got to make sure you communicate with each other and be able to talk. If somebody talking down to you, if somebody disrespecting you, if they abusing you with their words and they go into your emotional part, then you're not going to be happy with that. You're going to be checking yourself. So you have to make sure you don't put yourself in that situation, and it's going to be one of those things we can talk about later on. We're talking about a relationship questions that should be talked about when you begin to get into a relationship. You know, if a person not, you know, going through something that day, tell me exactly what you want me to do. You want me to be able to be there for you, which I will be there, but if you want me to leave you alone, I leave you alone. If you want me to cheer you on, I cheer you on. I'm going to do all that. But you're not going to talk to me like you want to talk to. You're not going to take away there because her words are powerful. We have to keep that in mind. We can say something to steal that joy from somebody, steal that happiness from them because we can, because we're getting to their emotional part and their mental part. So we have to keep that in mind. You can be a part of this conversation. That's 347-857-4192. All right, let's kind of move to our next topic because it's important. We got quite a few tonight. We might not get to all of them, but we're going to get to ones that are important. Do you think past relationships, secrets should always be kept hidden? And I'll read it again. Do you think past relationship secrets should always be kept hidden? And I want you, team, I want you to think about it. Listener, I want you to think about it for a second. And like I say, dial those numbers. You could be a part of it. But we're going to talk about it. And if the team allow me to kind of take this one by the bull by the horn and kind of go with this. You know, it's important that when we meet somebody, we share our past life with them if we're ready to be in a committed relationship. Remember, you got four tiers, and we talked about it, of a relationship. When you meet somebody, they're associates. You can talk with them. Oh, it's good to meet you. Nice. Fine to meet you. And you decide you want to talk with them a little bit more. They become your acquaintance. You know, you're my acquaintance. I'm finding out a little bit. That's the time you need to be talking. When we're talking about these questions, these relationship questions that you want to ask, are those questions you want to share with them because you want the relationship to progress, you got to be able to do that in an acquaintance area. Some do it in associate, but it don't work because associate, I see you pass, holler at you every now and then, but when it gets to acquaintance, then we move to the friendship. You know, we're going to be friends. Now you need to talk to me. You need to share some things so I don't have something to hit me in the back of the head when I'm not aware of it, what's going on. And then last but not least, romantic relationship. When you get to that point, you time to be committed. You don't have time to be trying to find out what this person did in a past relationship. And I don't mean it have to be it don't have to be a romantic relationship. It could be just something as a friendship with somebody. They may have done something. They may have stole money from that person. I'm just using that for example. And they could have done something that they may not be proud of, then they may not want to share it with you. You got to be able to trust that person. Remember those things, being trustful and trustworthy and honest. You want to come into my place, you might take what I have. I can't leave my wallet down. You might rob me because you haven't done it before. Team, jump in there and share your thoughts.
Well, it depends on the secret. Now, this is one of a true case. The couple got married, and I won't call names or anything. And what she didn't know is that the new husband had other children.
Wow.
And that was a blow. He never told her. He was from another state, so he was pretty much passing himself off as the, I guess, the ultimate bachelor. And it hurt her when she found out. And then one of the kids actually moved in with them later. And that created a lot of tension in the home. Unfortunately, this is a marriage that is not surviving because they are headed for divorce because the trust wasn't there from the very beginning. And she feels like she was sold a bill of goods. And while I think questions or whatever could have been asked, and if the relationship had really been based on a lot of trust, you know, these things could have been talked about prior to the marriage, but it didn't happen. So she's dealing now with, you know, the situation from all of that. So it depends on the secret. It depends on, the honesty within the relationship. But those types of things that, you know, that you're not revealing, you need to be honest with the person and reveal, because eventually what they say, what's done in the dark comes out in the light.
I agree.
You know, so you need to go ahead and just fess it up, because this world is too short, and for everybody, somebody in that town or someone somewhere is going to see you and know you. And it just came out, and unfortunately, she's not able to deal with, because it was dishonest at the very beginning, and she's filed for divorce.
Wow.
Awesome.
True story.
I understand her plight in that. I can speak for myself on my own personal experience. So first, let me give a shout out, because I forgot to do this at the beginning, to the teachers and to the nurses. And since I qualify for both, let me give a pat on the back to myself. So hoorah. Okay.
All right.
Dr. Lowe gave us those four levels, social, acquaintance, friend, and romantic. Especially when you get into the friend and the romantic, if there are some secrets that you think that may hurt the other person, then definitely I think we should share them. But if it's just some baggage that's just a bunch of mess that the street committee is keeping up, you don't even need to bring that to the person that you're looking to marry or the person that you want to be in a committed relationship. But if it's something like I was in, a domestic violent relationship, I'm going to let you know, because there are some triggers that you may do or say that trigger me, and you may not even know why. So I think it's, in that case, a good thing that, and I'm using me for an example, that I let a person know, listen, do not walk up behind me and put your hand on me, and I don't know you're standing there in the dark, because guess what? I came out of a domestic violent relationship where my ex-husband held a gun to me and my children. So I'm always on the defense. And in the dark, no. But if I never told that story and I pop off and hit this man, then we got a problem. But if seriously, we got a problem. But if you know that coming in, right there at that stage of friendship, you can say, you know what? This is something I really don't want to deal with. And we're going to still be friends, because it hadn't got to that romantic level yet.
Exactly. That's awesome. I'm glad, Shannon. I'm sorry, you still talking, Shannon? I'm sorry.
No, I'm done.
You're done. You know, there are several other things.
Olivia? Can you hear
okay.
me?
Okay, Olivia? Yes, Olivia, we can hear you.
Okay. The issue of secrets. Now, certain secrets, to me, you take to the grave, because I don't know that I would want to share some things, but if I'm deciding I'm going to marry my best friend, maybe I'll share. But I don't know about sharing everything in my life, on my life journey. But as you said, domestic violence, and you walk a certain way, children you never told me about. See, to me, that's emotional cheating as well.
Right.
Kissy, you're cheating. You're financial cheating. When the money goes out the door, where is it going? To pay child support or alimony?
Right.
It takes it to another level. And especially when there's a marriage involved, if you decide, those kind of secrets, I think I would want to know. I really would want to know, right down to knowing about your sexual health.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to know things before I decide to be intimate with someone, romantically involved, and even married to that person. And I don't want to hear from you. I'd like to hear from your doctor.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, that's important to me.
It's important.
I agree. From a nursing standpoint, when the last time you went to the lab, I agree. That's a
right.
Exactly.
Exactly.
I would also want, you know, you'd also want to know if the person's ever, you know, been incarcerated.
Yeah.
Those types of things, those are secrets that you don't keep, because eventually, as I said earlier, you're going to run into somebody who knows your history. And
mm-hmm.
so if you've been incarcerated, you know, tell it. You tell it.
Exactly.
You know, you've heard the saying that it's better for you to tell it than for somebody else to tell it. But if you don't tell it, somebody else will.
Right.
Exactly.
Stand in your own truth.
Right.
Stand in your truth.
Exactly.
You tell your truth.
Right.
Exactly. And you can be a part of this, 347-857-4192. Let me just say this before we can move to the next topic. You know, I had a person that called me, and they wanted to share some thoughts about a relationship they was in. And they was talking about the guy that had moved in their home, and the guy had been in the home for like 2 years or 18 months, and they hadn't been totally open with each other. And she was wondering why he said he could not find a job. He always said, I can't find no job or nobody want to hire me. Now, that's a signal right there to tell you something is going on a little different with him. And then the car he was driving, he was saying that was his car. Really, it was his mama's car and his dad's car. They got him a car. And this person was of age and mature, pretty much, and I ain't talking about 20s, I ain't talking about 30s, I ain't talking about 40s. I'm going to leave it there. And this person did not tell that person after they had been into that intimate relationship, because she had moved him in her home, that he had been to prison. He has a felony, and he had spent about 10 years in prison. And that's something Scarlett was saying, and I just wanted to kind of use that as an example. You got to be honest from the start, because, you know, again, you're talking about health issues, you're talking about other issues, financial issues. They can't play a part. But when you start moving people in your home and not sure what's going on with them, then they got them hidden secrets, and, you know, that's disheartening. I'm going to tell you to find it out. And I always tell them, when you find it out, It might be some second chances in some cases, but I'm just going to speak for myself. And, you know, my 3 hours, run as fast as you. Because if it wasn't beginning, you know, wasn't honest from the beginning, they're always going to be dishonest down the line somewhere. And that's just my thought on it. We concluded. Team, you're doing an excellent job tonight. So we're going to kind of move forward to this thing when we talk about arguments. We talked a little bit about it on the other show. Arguments, is a natural part of every relationship, or is it helpful, or does it hurt relationships? We want to just talk about, or is it, when you talk about an argument versus a debate, we want to kind of, it's a lot of things bunched in there, because, you know, we look at our time situation, we want to make sure we kind of put that all in there. Tell me exactly, are arguments good for a relationship? Do it hurt a relationship? Do it help a relationship? Do you consider that argument a debate? Whatever you think it is, we just want to talk about it. But we still want you all to be a part of 347-857-4192. Team, tell me your thoughts on arguments in a relationship, and like I said, we talked about it a week ago or so, but we're going to talk a little
we
bit
did.
About whether it helps or hurt. Whether it helps or hurt a relationship. Tell me what you think about that, team.
Well, as long as our guest tonight, as long as, and she talked about abuse, as long as it's not abusive, because no one should go through physical, emotional abuse from anybody. And men, on the other side, women, we shouldn't be doing that. You know, women do it too, so we need to be careful on both sides in the way that we talk, in the way that we act towards each other, physically and emotionally. But now, when it comes to the arguing, as I said on our Tuesday show, that's healthy. You got to be able to express yourself well in a healthy, trusting, honest relationship. I say I'm mad. I'm not arguing. I'm just really mad. And right now, it's not a good time for us maybe to even talk. You might need to go to the man cave and the she shack or whatever, and just cool off before you come back and say, you know, let's give it some time. We'll talk about it later. And then come back and really have a reasonable discussion about why you're angry, what you feel like you need to do, and how can we resolve it together? Because it takes two to resolve it. It's not just one person resolving it; it's two people resolving it. So yeah, it's part of a relationship. We're all going to have that, and you know, we just need to realize that nothing is ever just one way. You don't have a smooth running relationship. There are ups and downs in your relationships, in relationships with your parents, in relationships with your children, in relationships with your coworkers, or whatever the case may be. We're going to have those. But how you handle that, how you resolve it, and how you try to talk to each other like adults in the relationship is how you can try to move through it. And sometimes you may have come to the agree that we just can't agree on this. And that's fine, too, because some things you're not going to agree.
Exactly.
You know?
Right, awesome. Right. I'm in agreement with you, Dr. Scarlett. I think that, you know, there are some words that are below the belt when we're debating. I wouldn't say so much arguing, but to piggyback off of what you said, I think that there has to become some type of maturity level in being able to argue with your partner, because there's a difference with I'm arguing with my girlfriend than I'm arguing with my husband. And when we talk about arguing with my husband, it may be that, you know, like what Jesus did when he went to Adam. He didn't go to Adam when Adam first sinned. The scripture tells us he waited till the cool of the day, which lets us know that even God gets angry, but he waited until he was calm enough to say, Adam, what did you do? So sometimes we are too angry and we're too heated to talk about it. Now, you ought to know yourself well enough to know what type of person you are. Where is the limit for me? What are my limitations? I know Shannon. I know when I get to a certain point and when I want to start saying, your mama, then it's time for me to bail out. I need to go somewhere, to the man cave, to the she shack, to the he who are, anybody else. But right now, I'm agreeing with you. But it is just not a good time, because, see, we're going to start something. And you know, the art of war is to win, and the argument is war. So, yeah, I think there needs to be a time where we need to say, okay, you know what, let's take a moment, chill, come back, and we're going to discuss this later. And if we can't come to a resolve, as you say, this may be where we agree to disagree. That's my point.
And I agree. Awesome. I agree. Because if two or more people in a household, you know, at some point you do get to that point where it's working. When we disagree, you working my nerves, and we need to talk about that. I like to talk. I don't like to be pushed as far as arguments are concerned, because I speak softly and I don't want to fight. I do not like to fight. I say I wouldn't. have when you guys could, because it takes away my energy when I have to constantly argue and fight with someone. You know, it impacts my energy level. And some people like, I mean, some people just go at it like it's just a part of our relationship. Well, for me, it's not a part of my relationship, not a healthy one anyway.
Right.
And right, right.
You have to call it what it is for you.
Exactly, exactly. And just to kind of just take it from that point on, you got to understand there are some tactics. We talked about healthy debate tactics. You know, see whether you want to be in an argument or in a debate. You had to determine that from the beginning. And I think one of the things I mentioned and will be mentioned a little later, and if we have time to do, is talking about making sure you find out from the beginning if you're having a bad day. Would you want me to leave you? How you want me to spend some time with you to cheer you up? And see, that's what we got
to
do.
Well, we also have to learn how to read body language. Now,
exactly.
If I walk in the door and the look on my face and my body language says this is not the time, it's not the time. We have to learn, but that's the maturity of growing together in the relationship. You just got to learn to read each other. He walks in the door, and you look on the, you know, the look says, "Okay, I better wait." Then you better, you know, go with your gut level feeling. You better wait. It's not a good time.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
So you just have to kind of read those signs, of that. Now, here in my house, you know, we're not debaters. You know, we're just gonna say, "Okay, look, okay. Go your separate ways for right now. We'll come back together and we'll talk about it later." So sometimes when you're in that mood, Dr. Smith, you forget the rules of debate.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, you do.
That's so.
Because you're in the moment at that time. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And, you know, you got some people tell you from the beginning, you know, just leave me alone. I don't want to discuss this. Leave it alone. Can we, you know, just kind of back off? But you got some people just keep on coming. They'll keep on coming. They'll keep on coming. And then that other side of you come out, you probably going to be the worst person they ever known in their life because they have pressed you. You know, it's just like backing somebody in the corner and not giving them a way to come out. It's two things going to happen. They either going to fight or they going to flight. And that's what it's all about.
Right.
A lot of times they're backed up. They in flight now when they backing up. But when they come, when you push them back and they can't go no more, they come out fighting. But you got to have some form of understanding and some communication where you use some healthy tactics. You can't hit below the belt. Because I'm going to tell you like this. When you start swinging below the belt, that's going to be some problem.
Right.
Everybody going to come at each other and don't care about what the result's going to be. But you got to remember, you're in a relationship, you're in a marriage, you're in a significant with a significant other. And if you have begun to understand each other and you communicate with each other, you will know how to communicate with that person. You don't come and swing the belt. You don't bring your auntie, your cousin, your mom,
don't bring
your brother,
up the
sister
past.
To the race.
Don't bring up the
you know?
Past. Don't bring up the past.
Don't bring up the past, because when you start bringing up the past, you know, you're going to have another problem, because the first thing they're going to say,
that's
I thought hitting, you
that's
thought
hitting
you
below the belt gonna, that you talked about.
You know,
right.
I thought
right.
you were going to forget
that's
that. You know,
belt.
So it's important that we understand healthy tactics. If you want to call it debate or argument, it's some tactics. We got to put some thought on this instead of just going reacting. Sometimes we have to, like I used to do my students when they get into a fight when I was a principal, they'll bring them up to my office and they'll sit in there. I have a chair sitting right there in front of my desk. I have them to sit down. They be mad. They be angry. And you know they want to tell you the story because they want to tell you the story like they think it should be. But you let them sit there. I always call a 7-second rule. Sit there for 7 seconds and just think about what had happened. We have to do that even in a relationship. Have whatever kind. You might need 15. You might need 30. You might need an hour. Whatever you need.
A day.
You just need a day. But you need to be able to explain that to that person. You know, I explained the rule from the start. Y'all know you're coming to my office. This is my world. I run the world right here. And when you come in here, you ain't going to disrespect my office. You're not going to disrespect me. You're going to sit there, and when I get ready to ask you what happened, I want you to talk one at a time, and don't you debate the other person, cause you back into an argument or debate. Now you want to fight again. Take time. Share your thoughts. Sometimes we have to have healthy tactics and not always looking at knocking somebody out or hurting somebody. And I just believe in our culture, we got to work more on this, having healthy debate and argument tactics instead of hurting each other. We just have to stop somewhere. But, you know, that's what we're talking about on this show. We're talking about a relationship, and it happens in family, happen with friends, happen on the job. You got to, because people get mad on the job and want to go at each other. People be out there fighting, because I know for sure one particular job, and, you know, that people up there on this floor, they can't get along with each other because they keep stuff going. They're not able to communicate, and they get mad and want to fight. Healthy debate tactics. All right, let's move to our next topic. We're going to have to do this because we're on our time situation. We've got 5 minutes. I just want each of my team to kind of think of seven best relationships. I don't want you to do seven. You just give me one and you can talk about it. Seven best relationship questions that you need to ask as the relationship progresses, as the relationship begins to grow. What would be one question, and each one of us, and I wrote down a few, and you can share your thoughts on it, but just start off. I'll say, you know, first thing I want to make sure I do, and I'm going to go back to the part we talked about, an argument. I'm going to come in, and if I'm having a bad day, I'm going to be able to know exactly what you want me to do. We're going to talk about this in the beginning. What you want me to do? You want me to get out of your way? Do you need 30 minutes? Do you need 2 days, you need 5 days? Or do you want me to spend some time and you can share what's going on and I can be there to help cheer you up? That's something you got to talk about from the beginning. Team, share your thoughts on that.
Mine would be how are we going to handle our finances? That's one thing.
Okay.
I think people are very reluctant to talk about and they try to shy away from that, but it's real important in your relationship. How are you handling the relationships? Are you going to divvy it up? Who's paying what? Are we going to have joint checking accounts, or are there going to be separate accounts? Are we going to have each have an account and one account for home, you know, for household things, whatever case may be? You need to talk about that before you get too far into a relationship, because money in some relationships is some of the reasons why people cheat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the pressure
right.
of handling right. or handling finances can be a problem. So you need to really put that on the table. And that's one area where we really do need to strengthen and not shy away from it.
Exactly. Awesome. Awesome.
I would even piggyback on yours with finance. But another thing, two other things I would definitely talk about finances. One of my three would be, are you a communicator? How do you communicate with me when you're upset, when you're having a good day? Let me know, you know, what I need to do. What can't I do? Secondly, or thirdly, one of the main things for, you know, Black people, because it's been taboo, especially in my family, is what are your sexual needs? I mean, what do you need from me sexually? I'm just putting it out there, you know, even as a minister. Because that, if it's not the way that you was beginning, how you got me, toward the end, it ain't going to be no end. I'm going to be cheating, and that's what we started out with, cheating. If the sex is not there, you didn't communicate with me, baby, at the beginning, you know, every night. I'm looking for it every night. I'm not for it. I'm not sick. I'm looking for it every night, baby. And then I let you know right now, I work 12 hours. Ain't going to be no every night. See, I told you that from the beginning. We didn't go into it, and I'm sexing you up, and then in the middle, I let you know, hey, I work 12. I'm not doing it. So those are three questions I would ask. How your communication skills are, what are you financially, what you bring it to the table, and baby, how you need me to be communicate with you sexually.
Awesome.
I think that's a critical part of a relationship and discussing those on the front end.
Right.
Awesome.
And you better have some money while you're doing it.
Yeah, you better have some. Don't come that broke, or Bubba can't be broke.
Don't come there broke.
Well, I have two girls, and I tell them, you can't, don't struggle with the man, baby.
Just had to have a little humor there, a little humor.
Exactly. And that's what it's all about. I'm telling you, we are having an awesome time, but we're at the end of the show. You know, I always try to wrap it up with our hours like we normally do. We get an hour. We're at 9 o'clock right now. And I'm telling you, it's been an awesome show. And I want my team to kind of share some thoughts as we close out. Then I'll wrap the whole show up at the end. But you have an opportunity to be a part of this. If you did not hear the show or you came in at the end of the show, you can go to On Demand Episodes on the Blog Talk Radio, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Productions. You can hear 133 episodes of sports. You can hear relationship, finance. You can hear everything, social issues, political issues. Check us out and just go to Blog Talk Radio. Team, share your thoughts in the closing remarks.
Well, I think it's been an awesome show tonight. A lot of information was covered, a lot we need to cover another time. But it's been a very interesting dialogue about relationships that we all need to hear or have in terms of this mm-hmm. discussion.
Awesome. Okay.
In my closing, I just want to say I've enjoyed you all letting me be on a part of hosting with you all tonight. And in closing, I just want to say to single women and to single men, define your relationship. Don't let the relationship define you. Again, you define your relationship. Don't let the relationship define you. Have a good night.
Awesome. And
this has been a wonderful dialogue tonight. And in closing, just remember that it's all about having a healthy relationship. And you need to make sure that you ask the right questions going into that, because you want to make sure that if you have to leave it, or as the relationship matures, that the right questions have helped you stay the course in the relationship. And if not, then you know what you need to do. But again, it's hopefully that we said something here tonight that will make you think and reflect and even have better relationships. We all want that. Thank you for joining
us
tonight.
Awesome. And again, I just piggyback off that. And again, Shannon, we're going to thank you for joining us. And we do invite you to come and join us on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time on our relationship show. And when the guru is really talking and the team is there and we're sharing a lot of stuff. So we do invite you to come back to this show as well on Monday night, but especially on Tuesday night, every other Tuesday, Shannon, if you're available, check us out. Be a part of the team. We appreciate you. And to the team, I tell you, I love you all. Y'all do an awesome job. We couldn't do it without you. We could not have listeners in 12 countries without having each and every one of you being a part of. And to the listeners who taking time to have my board filled with numbers, even though you don't want to talk, but we're all right with that. But as long as you're listening and taking some of the process of the thought of what we're talking out to your friends or using it yourself, we just said we do appreciate it. Now, Wednesday night, we have our Talking Sports Plus. It'll be coming at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. We come back on Friday. We have Balling with the Doc at 4 o'clock. On Wednesday night, we're 8 o'clock, and then we'll come with our Tuesday night show, which is the Dr. Lowe Show at 7 o'clock. All of the call-in numbers are the same. The well link is the same. We really enjoy having you here. We look forward to having you again on Wednesday night on our sports show, if not on Friday at 6 o'clock, if not on Tuesday. I'm sorry, we're going to do Monday of next week because we got a special guest that's coming in, and then on Tuesday we'll have a show as well. Again, hashtag keep on grinding. Hashtag communicate for the number 4 understanding. And last but not least, always say I love you and ain't a thing you can do about it. So I do want you to have an awesome night. I want you to just relax and just think about something we said, because you can keep in mind the best days are yet to come. So all we want you to do, best days are yet to come. So have an awesome night. I love you.
You may think that it's over, that your life is done.
The best
oh my.
Is yet to come.
Don't sweat the challenge. Your battle's already won. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Listen, y'all. See, God writes the end before the story begins. Oh, he told me to tell you the best.
Is yet to come.
As the author of your faith, he wrote a provision for you to win. You're a winner, you're a winner, you're a winner. Yeah.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
I don't care what people told you, you ain't seen
no best. You ain't seen your best days.
Oh, what a. My brother, my brother, my
you
brother. What you know?
Your best
oh, oh, oh.
You ain't seen your best day.
Would you deposit this word in your heart?
You ain't seen your best day.
No, 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 no. It's not too late for you to start. Is on the way. I see you eagle. I see you flying high. Ooh, you ain't seen nothing. You ain't seen nothing. You ain't seen nothing. I know you may think that you have, but God told me to tell you. You gotta keep on fighting. Keep on praying. You ain't seen nothing.
Thank you.